1420 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Get ready for another potential interest rate hike. Here's CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The Federal Reserve is expected to raise short-term interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point. That would bring the benchmark lending rate to a range of 5.25% to 5.5%, the highest level in 16 years. As a reminder, at the beginning of 2020, the Fed funds rate was zero.
Trying to find somewhere to store all your excess stuff? CBS's Deborah Rodriguez tells us rent at storage units is finally back down after a surge during the pandemic.
The Wall Street Journal says customers are paying as much as 28% less than they were in the summer of 2021, when spaces were almost impossible to find. One of the largest operators, Public Storage, is even offering incentives like $1 for the first month.
They're talking UFOs on Capitol Hill Wednesday. Correspondent Scott McFarlane with details.
Congress, which for years has avoided the topic of this unexplained phenomenon, will give a bipartisan and big platform to three people who take this witness table and describe their encounters with UFOs. And it won't just be U.S. media following, but international media outlets watching this room as well.
It has been roasting in the Southwest for weeks, and now that heat wave is baking the Midwest and the East Coast. In Florida, jumping in the ocean isn't going to cool you off either. CBS's Matt Piper reports it was more than 100 degrees 2 days in a row.
That could be the hottest seawater ever recorded, and it's what hot tubs are typically set to. The hot readings were from buoys at Manatee Bay, with one researcher who took a recent trip out to the Florida Keys saying an entire reef was bleached out from the hot water.
The extreme heat may make finding your favorite summer fruit more difficult. Summer Kuhn owns a blueberry field in Stillwater, Minnesota.
We will lose what is harvestable right now, but it may be that some fruit hangs on.
Voters in Ohio will have a chance to effectively overturn new abortion restrictions. Here's WBNS reporter Andrew Kinsey.
Secretary of State Frank LaRose verified enough signatures to put the Right to Reproductive Freedom Amendment on the ballot. If approved, abortion access would be guaranteed on the state constitution.
You might want to skip that burger. There's a big salmonella outbreak linked to ground beef. The CDC says at least 16 illnesses have been reported in New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. They do believe, though, the number of people who likely have gotten sick from the tainted beef is much higher than that. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Delivery's at the door. Can someone please unlock?
It's been an eventful afternoon with a spike in bookings at Claudia's event space.
We'd love to host Mermaid Fest.
She was already planning on having more event planners on hand.
500? That's a lot of tails.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for isolated storms overnight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 67. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for isolated storms again tomorrow. Highs level off around 85. Cloudy skies expected. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 65. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 76.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Really, really good at dangling shiny objects to distract you from what they're really up to, which is trying to cut taxes for billionaires and deregulate polluting industries. One of the main ones that they've been going on has been, you know, Hunter Biden's laptop and all this kind of stuff. And now it's UFOs, and we're going to soon have hearings in Congress run by Republicans, specifically Republican Congressman Tim Burchett. He seems to be the leader of the pack here, about this whistleblower, Mr. Grush, David Charles Grush, G-R-U-S-C-H, who alleges that the U.S. government has. And by the way, this guy's got some credentials. He's not just some whack job. He led the analysis of unexplained anomalous phenomena, UAP, division within the U.S. Department of Defense, and, says that he suffered retaliation for going public about this. He says that we have, quote, intact and partially intact alien vehicles, but that our federal government is keeping them secret from the public. And now he and two others who are of his mindset are going to be testifying before Congress, and everybody can watch live on YouTube, and it should be very entertaining. The committee is going to hear from Ryan Graves and David Fravor as well, who both claim to have witnessed non-human aircraft. Now, back in May, NASA released a whole bunch of footage about this, including these weird metallic orbs flying in the Middle East. Dr. Sean Kirkpatrick, who is the director of the Pentagon's All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, AARO, which is like, I guess the kind of the Ghostbusters for the Pentagon or flying saucer busters. He testified before the U.S. Senate Committee on Armed Services and said, quote, AARO has found no credible evidence thus far of extraterrestrial activity, off-world technology, or objects that defy the known laws of physics. But that said, this former intelligence officer, David Charles Grush, who may just be a crackpot, or maybe this guy is onto something, he's going to be testifying before Congress. Meanwhile, Grush, under questioning, has confirmed that he actually has never seen, personally, any of these alien spacecraft. He has never seen personally these alien bodies that he claims the government has. What he has seen are, and to use his words, quote, some interesting photos, and he has, quote, read some very interesting reports. He also said that the vehicles that he knows about are, quote, not necessarily extraterrestrial. Because, now hold on to your seat here, because not having come from, they might not have come from another planet, they might have come from another dimension. Here's a verbatim quote. As somebody who studied physics, where maybe they're coming from a different physical dimension, as described in quantum mechanics, I'm not sure that that's what quantum mechanics is all about, first off, but but I'm no expert on, I'm not a physicist. Grush hinted that some of the alien beings are malevolent and have even killed humans. He also suggested that we have some sort of a secret agreement between the Biden administration and the aliens, and that people had been murdered to cover up this secret. He said that he was taking, quote, great personal risk and obvious professional risk by speaking to the media. Well, the professional risk, yes, I get that. I mean, you know, here's the thing, and this is a point that Danny DePlacido makes over on Forbes.com. The headline is "Claims Made by UFO Whistleblower David Grush Are Pure Science Fiction." And you know, it's like Occam's razor, right? He says, if one assumes that alien life is advanced enough to design vehicles capable of prolonged periods of space travel or interdimensional travel, then why are they crashing like drunk teenagers? Right? I mean, you know, it's like they're so fancy and so sophisticated that they're falling out of the sky in Los Alamos. They note, in this article in Forbes notes, there's also the very awkward fact that so many people on the planet now carry high-definition cameras in their pockets, and yet UFO footage is always grainy and blurry. Lastly, his claims of a vast, insidious cover-up, so secret that others have been murdered to protect it, is undermined by the fact that he's been given a platform to broadcast these claims. Nobody's gone after him, to the best of my knowledge. As Carl Sagan famously said, extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence, and Grush has so far produced no evidence. But stay tuned. He and these two other guys are going to testify before Congress, and, you know, it might just distract us for a little while from Republicans trying to privatize Social Security and end Medicare and stop, you know, aid to Ukraine and give that country to Putin and, you know, more tax cuts for billionaires and all that kind of stuff, right? Meanwhile, in the real world, there is widespread support in Ohio. A new survey out of Suffolk University conducted for USA Today shows widespread support for a ballot measure, which will be on the ballot in November in Ohio, that amends the Ohio Constitution to say that abortion is a right in Ohio and, you know, basically shall be governed under guidelines similar to Roe v. Wade, the Roe v. Wade decision. 58% of Ohioans say they are in favor of this, which includes 32% of Republicans. The people who want to get this on the ballot submitted over 710,000 signatures. You only require 413,000 by law. Frank LaRose, who is the Republican Secretary of State, today is the day that he has to announce whether those ballots, whether those signatures are valid or not. So in the meantime, the Republicans have put up this Measure 1, which is going to be on the ballot next month, in a couple of weeks, that would raise the threshold to amend the Ohio Constitution from 50% to 60%. And this group called Protect Our Constitution is going to spend over $1 million just over the next week on an advertisement that says, and this is a verbatim quote from the advertisement, "Our founders developed the best governing document in human history, the U.S. Constitution. They knew to carefully set the minimum threshold for changes at 66%. But in Ohio, our Constitution allows special interests," that would be people who want abortion to be legal, "allows special interests to amend it with just a 50% vote. That's way too easy." Well, you know, they're kind of overlooking the fact that not only do you have to have a 50% vote, but you have to have 413,000 signatures. And, you know, that's not a small thing. 400,000 signatures, that makes Ohio the fourth hardest state to get a ballot measure on. The effort to raise the threshold from 50% to 60%, by the way, looks like it's failing badly. Measure 1, 59 to 26% failure. And this is particularly consequential and important, I think, given the story. I shared parts of this with you yesterday. There was a meeting last Friday night in Georgia of Operation Save America, which is a well-funded, substantial group. It is the directors, Jason Storms and former OSA director Rusty Thomas, along with Arizona-based End Abortion Now communications director Zachary Conover, Georgia Right to Life president Ricardo Davis, and Gabriel Wrench, a member of the extremist Christ Church in Moscow, Idaho. These were the guys who were on this panel. And I say guys in the sexist use of the word, because they were all men. This group of men had a panel discussion about how important it is to use the death penalty against women who get abortions at any stage of pregnancy for any reason, including rape and incest. Wrench, one of these guys, also said that it's wrong for churches to allow women to be preachers. That's an abomination also. And of course, Raymond Abraham, an anti-Islam speaker, he said, if you look at a country, the best they can come up with for president is a woman. There's something wrong with that. Now, they have introduced legislation into more than 12 states, more than a dozen states now, including Alabama, Arizona, Missouri, Kentucky, and Oklahoma. And these bills, which call for the death penalty for women who get abortions, are referred to as equal protection bills, because they would provide equal protection to a blob of tissue. You know, if 6 weeks into a pregnancy, it's smaller than a grain of rice, and it's literally a blob of tissue. They would grant the same protection to that that you and I have against being murdered. And thus, you know, it's, I mean, this is like, you know, fetal personhood on steroids. So this is not a small movement. These are not inconsequential people. They may sound like crackpots. It may seem very strange. Who could imagine? But they're quite serious about what they're doing. And there are a lot of people behind them, particularly in the Republican Party. So stay tuned. This is going to get interesting. We'll be back with your calls on the other side of this break at 17 minutes past the hour. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Speaking the truth, the anti-abortion crackpots would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back. Did you ever read the fine print that appears when you start browsing in incognito mode? It says that your activity might still be visible to your employer, your school, or your internet service provider. I mean, to really stop people from seeing the sites you visit, do what I do. Use ExpressVPN. Without ExpressVPN, every site you visit could be logged by the admin of your network. And that's still true even when you're in incognito mode. What's more, your home internet provider can also see and record your browsing data, and in the U.S., they're legally allowed to sell that data to advertisers. ExpressVPN is an app that encrypts all your network data and reroutes it through a network of secure servers so that your private online activity stays just that, private. ExpressVPN works on all your devices and is super easy to use. Just press literally one button and your browsing activity is secure from prying eyes. Get 3 extra months free at expressvpn.com/Tom. That's expressvpn.com/THOM. expressvpn.com/Tom.
Weather in a Moment is brought to you by Chad's Design Build.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning 6 till 8
on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. Partly cloudy overnight with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows around 70. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow, 88. Overcast skies, lows around 68. Tomorrow night, mainly clear. Low 90s Thursday and Friday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 76 degrees.
This summer, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Ours from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water-resistant laminate is on sale. Pre-finished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in-store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidator store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. And welcome back. Let's pick up your calls here. Pete in Indian Wells, California. Hey, Pete, what's on your mind today?
Well, Tom, I just drove by Disney Studios, and there's quite a number of picketers out there, which is fantastic. But I'm beginning to consider that there might be something more insidious going on regarding this strike. All the ancillary businesses around Los Angeles, the truck rental companies, hotels, all these people are beginning to suffer from the strike financially.
Right.
And I'm concerned that maybe these media monoliths are behind this, not solving this problem, because they want to break the back of the Democratic base here in Southern California financially and just wreak havoc in that way prior to this upcoming election. What are your thoughts on that idea?
I doubt it. I think that what you're seeing is organized labor using the basically the only tool they have, which is the strike, you know, withholding labor, and to get benefits that they feel are entitled to, and to head off the possibility of destruction of their ability to make a living through things like artificial intelligence. I get it that there's going to be fallout to a strike. There always is. But, you know,
well, I'm for the strike and all that. I agree with all that. But think about these guys going, wow, if we bust up the Democratic base in Southern California, that has an effect on voting and so forth.
Yeah. It's not going to happen. I mean, the strike, it will, as I said, as strikes always do, it will hurt some of the businesses and some of the people who work for some of those businesses that are associated with the industry. It'll get back to normal, you know, when the strike is over. The question is, I mean, you've got some of these guys in Hollywood. I mean, I was looking at a pay scale thing the other day. There are a couple of people, there's three people who are making like over $100 million a year. But they don't want to pay their workers, right? This is wrong, and I'm supportive of the strike. I'll just as a SAG actor member, you've said that three times now, Pete. I get it, and I hear your concerns, and I don't know if you're being a concern troll about this or if you know these are legitimate concerns, but I am frankly not all that concerned about it. Tim in Aloha, Oregon. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom, something kind of personal that basically affected me. I turned your show on, and you were, these whole comments about what's happening in Florida, the insanity of DeSantis down there. But my wife has multiple sclerosis, and we get lots of stuff in the mail about that. But I got a call from the Multiple Sclerosis Foundation, and I was talking to a very nice young lady. And then just kind of sideline, I asked her, where are you calling from? I always like to know where they're calling from. And she said, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And I said, oh, and I made a kind of a semi-comic comment about, I'll continue to talk to you if you get DeSantis out of office. And she about flipped out.
Oh, really?
I mean, she's dealing in the medical industry, and she's a DeSantis fan. And then she said, well, isn't Portland falling apart? This is classic stuff. That's the kind of mentality that's happening down that state. It's scary. And then comes to home. I have two friends of mine that lived across the street from me in a suburb of Portland here in Aloha. Both teachers, great people, master's degree, PhD. They wanted to settle in Portland. They have a daughter, and they love Portland, but the housing prices started going through the roof. They have a daughter they have to take care of, and then they had a massive student loans. They did some education in Florida, and they did some research, and they found jobs down there, so they decided to move to Orlando a couple of years ago. What a mistake. You know, the climate change stuff, the storms that are going through, they said it's amazing. And guess what they do? They're history teachers, so you know what that means down in Florida.
Oh, my.
They don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, they're not going to be able to teach actual American history. Yeah. Not to mention, probably, depending on where they live, they may well have a real problem insuring their home, too, which means that they'll have a real problem selling it when the time comes.
And they have some neighbors that are just in the zone, they can't put anything in historical context, And then one other comment, and everybody was familiar with it, hasn't been in the news much lately, but that 84-year-old guy down in the South who shot that poor black teenager who rang a bell on his door,
right,
was in the wrong neighborhood.
Yeah, it was
that?
A couple months ago.
Well, you haven't heard about it later, but I was watching that on the news when that came on. This was before they did any extensive research what was going on, and I said to my son, they need to ask three questions and make one statement. And he said, what's that, Dad? And I said, is he a registered Republican? Did he vote for Trump? And does he watch Fox News? Oh, exactly, that's what he did. And I called the overall picture, because he's in his 80s, Jim Crow generational stupidity. And that's basically permeates the South right now, and that's what they're living in town.
Spot on, Tim. Spot on. Thank you very much. Yeah, Florida is trying to revive the old Confederacy, right?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Ron DeSantis, the best Robert E. Lee imitator we have. We'll be right back. Hey, dog parents, do you remember the first time you met your dog? I remember the first time I met Blue and Chewy. They are so different. They're so unique, and we love them so much. And I know you feel the same way about your dog. The key to your dog's healthy lifespan starts with their food, and that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It is a premium dog food made with simple ingredients like turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. And unlike most kibble that's baked with high heat that can destroy a ton of nutrients your dog needs, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw. It has zero artificial preservatives, additives, or fillers. It's naturally full of protein, fiber, and omega-3s, and doesn't have any junk food ingredients. Dogs love it. Blue and Chewy love it. The freeze-drying naturally amps up the flavors and creates a delicious texture even picky dogs love. Claim 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free pack of premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WiscCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises. Yeah. I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for isolated storms overnight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 67, winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for isolated storms again tomorrow, highs level off around 85, cloudy skies expected. Mainly clear skies, tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 65. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 76.
rule colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert says
we're good.
It doesn't.
We're good. You can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. And welcome back. It's 34 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Gary in Lexington, Kentucky. Hey, Gary, what's on your mind today?
Tom, it's great. I hope I sound good. Got great reverence for what you do.
Thank you.
My brother had changed. We've been texting here back and forth because he's been sucked into the black hole. And he told me he switched from Fox to Newsmax.
Whoa, that's like switching from morphine to heroin.
Exactly. I'm a programmer and I'm the Google King, and I've been, you know, giving him facts back. What prompted this call today was when you were talking about Hunter Biden's laptop. In the last 2 days, he's had this fixation on Hunter Biden's laptop. And I told him, I watched last week the whole House Oversight, was it the Oversight Committee that was looking into that?
Yeah, James
and
Comer.
I said, yeah, James Comer here in Kentucky. He's not my House member, but I said, he's a nut. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I said, Fox News lies to you. I can't believe some of the dreck that these people subscribe to. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I said, we know Fox News lies because of the Dominion and Smartmatic. You know, they're getting sued for it. And I think I've broken the code. The reason why he switched from Fox to Newsmax is because they've got to have red meat and they have to hang on to their disinformation.
Yeah.
And I think the reason why he said Fox is going wacko. And I read that as Fox is distancing themselves from Trump.
Which is correct.
That's how I.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of.
Outside of Hannity's show, yeah, that's exactly what's going on. And you know, I believe it was Justin Frank on this program. It might have been Dr. Bandy Lee. They're both psychiatrists, one or the other of them.
I heard that.
Made a comment on this program that a lot of what you're seeing with these people who are essentially addicted to Fox and Newsmax and right-wing hate radio is actually an addiction to adrenaline or an addiction to dopamine associated with adrenaline. They want the rage. They want the outrage. They have to have their daily dose of, oh, I'm so furious, and these terrible people. And I got to say, you know, this is a very delicate dance. Speaking as a programmer, I mean, you're a computer programmer. I'm a program. I'm deciding what I'm going to talk about on the air every day. And because I have to cover these stories, you know, like, for example, you know, the meeting that they had on Friday where all these men got together to advocate in 12 states passing or proposing legislation to subject women to the death penalty if they get abortions. I have to discuss this, but I also try not to completely vilify these people. I mean, I'll try to make humor or say they're whack jobs or something. But I'm not trying to stimulate my viewers to the kind of rage that might lead to violence, or that might distort their sense of reality. I try to keep things in a reasonably rational frame or context. But that's not what's happening over on the far right. Among some of my colleagues in hate radio. And the people on Fox and Newsmax, their goal is to really amp up that adrenaline, not just to inform people, which is what I view as my principal goal, but to outrage people.
That's basically, you know, we stayed away from political talk for a long, long time, and only within the last week, you know, and I'm not going to back down. I had come up with 2 or 3 years ago. We grew up in a religious town here in Kentucky, south of Lexington, and I came up with 23 Bible verses about people who believe and perpetrate lies in the Bible. Mm-hmm. And there's several of them. I came up with 23 of them. And, you know, and I'll let you go, Tom, but I had a friend of mine. We're a bike rider. I have a 65-year-old bike rider, Republican friend. And I turned him on to your show, and I steered him away from Medicare Advantage. And that's another service. I really appreciate everything you do.
Yeah.
I'll let you go, man.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Fantastic. For the call, Gary. Good luck. Good luck with your brother there. It's got to be tough. It's got to be really tough. I can't imagine. Gar in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Gar, what's on your mind today?
Fine. Thank you. What's on my mind, Tom, is some things that never are addressed, almost never. And you was talking about mental health. A little while ago, the lady made good points on mental health. But the one thing we never talk about on mental health is that 66 Americans kill themselves with guns on average a day. We never talk about that.
Right.
Nobody ever talk about that. On average, 66 Americans, United States of America, 66 people every day kill themselves with a gun. We never talk. We talk about mass shootings. And another thing we never address, and it's a mental issue. It's a mental issue. We never address how many Americans was killed in one day. The most was during the Civil War. I mean, the way we talk about the red states, blue states, we should also talk about when we went against each other, 25,000 Americans was killed in one day during the Civil War in one battle. And another battle was 24,000 Americans killed in 12 hours.
Wow.
And this is what happened when people disagree on a very harsh ways. And January 6th, to me, is just a review of what's going on in America. That's just, you know, we need to address that we are the United States of America. And that's what we need to talk about. United, the word united. We are the United States of America. You know, and that's powerful if you really think about it. United States of America, that's a powerful name.
Yeah.
The founding fathers gave us a powerful name. We need to live up to it. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm with you, Gar. Great rant. Thank you. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. How are you? You were talking about, you know, the Wagner Group in Belarus possibly getting control of attacking nukes. You see that...
That's my nightmare.
Belarus, isn't it? You know, Lukashenko claimed that the Wagner Group is itching to invade Poland. Can you believe that? Poland wouldn't even have to invoke Article 5 of the NATO Charter. They'd wrap up the Wagner Group in a minute.
I think you're right.
Yeah, and then, you know, that same thing Putin could claim, you know, plausible deniability. It wasn't us. It was those crazy Wagnerites that did that. But, you know, lesson from history. You remember what happened in 1920 when Lenin, Stalin, and Trotsky sent the 100,000-man invincible Red Army to Poland, as Stalin put it, to liquidate Poland and spread the Bolshevik revolutions throughout Western Europe.
I don't know that story.
Smash them and send them skedaddling back to Mother Russia.
Oh, really? No, I didn't know that. I don't know much about World War One. I didn't know that story.
Huh. But yeah, the Poles wouldn't have any trouble with the Wagner Group.
Yeah, yeah. I understand they're pretty ferocious fighters. And of course, you know, I think everybody is a ferocious fighter when they're defending their homeland, when they're defending their own, you know,
exactly,
families,
right,
territory. So, interesting. So,
keep up the good work, Tom, and I'm going to get your new book, and I have your hidden history of the Second Amendment. I'm just starting that. So enjoy talking, enjoy watching your show.
Well, thank you, George. Thank you for your kind words. It's so nice to hear from you. I appreciate it. Fred in Deering, New Hampshire. Hey, Fred. I've been to Deering, New Hampshire. It's a beautiful little town. What's on your mind today?
Hey. Love your show. I was thinking this morning that with the governor in Texas, Abbott, flaunting the law about having putting folks in the river and leaving in dangerous barbed wire barrels, saying that his state has the authority to do this when they don't. Similarly with Florida, acting independently from the federal government, I do see this as saber-rattling to get that is an echo from the Civil War. Frankly, I don't know why President Biden doesn't bring in the National Guard and clear out the area in Texas of the dangerous devices the same way that President
Kennedy did.
Well,
he's going to run it through the courts first, and I'm guessing that the court will rule, and they're probably going to ask for an expedited review, and the court will have to rule against Greg Abbott. I mean, you know, the Constitution, the Supremacy Clause makes it clear federal law trumps state law. And
what happens? Will they get it to the Supreme Court?
Well, yeah, that's where they're going to have to take it. I mean, disputes between the states and the federal government originate in the Supreme Court. Just like disputes between the states.
We know what the Supreme Court looks like now.
I get that. You know, I get it. But I still don't think that they're going to say that states have the ability to over... I'd be astonished. I mean, you know, this is not one of those kind of gray areas. This isn't a culture war area. This is, you know, there's this clear law that says that you can't impede the waterways of the United States without permission from the Army Corps of Engineers. It's unambiguous.
What's stopping President Biden from sending the National Guard down the way that President Kennedy did at Mississippi University to integrate?
Well, you know, it took Kennedy months to get to that point. And I'm guessing it's going to take probably weeks anyway for Biden to get to that point. It wouldn't surprise me if he did something like that. But I'm, you know, like I said, my guess is that he's gonna try to run it through a judicial process first. We'll have to keep an eye out. But Fred, your point is well taken. And you know, if I was Biden, I'd probably be sending the guard down right now to do that, or even the Border Patrol, I believe, has the authority. Well, actually, the Army Corps of Engineers, you know, go in and clean out the damn river. But you know, I'm not the president. Fred, thanks for the call. And thanks for listening to us on SiriusXM. We'll be right back.
Listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
More of your calls right after this. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get there. Hey, dog parents, do you remember the first time you met your dog? I remember the first time I met Blue and Chewy. They are so different. They're so unique, and we love them so much. And I know you feel the same way about your dog. The key to your dog's healthy lifespan starts with their food, and that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It is a premium dog food made with simple ingredients like turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. And unlike most kibble that's baked with high heat that can destroy a ton of nutrients your dog needs, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw. It has zero artificial preservatives, additives, or fillers. It's naturally full of protein, fiber, and omega-3s and doesn't have any junk food ingredients. Dogs love it. Blue and Chewy love it. The freeze-drying naturally amps up the flavors and creates a delicious texture even picky dogs love. Claim 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free pack of premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow. A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms overnight, otherwise mainly cloudy skies. Lows level off around 70, south winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow, highs level off around 88, overcast. Mainly clear tomorrow night, 68. Low 90s Thursday and Friday, with a chance for scattered storms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 76 degrees.
This summer, Mad Radio 92.7 WMBX has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show on Mad Radio 92.7 WMBX.
Deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Go back to the phones at 844-967-2789.
Annie, you're a patient woman. Thank you. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Annie.
I remember back when Scott Fitzgerald was trying his damnedest to get me to be an angry person who hates guns. And they had already taken care of the mourning doves that I used to have in my front yard. They were going to make it legal to shoot cranes. They wanted a hunting.
The ribeye of the sky.
Yummy, yummy.
And I happened to be looking up something in that old, good old Bible in Leviticus. And it's like against one of the laws there too, to not eat. I forget what they were referred to as, but you know, that's what cranes are, you know, probably because there's, you know, I don't know.
Wait, so there's something in the Bible that says thou shalt not eat crane? Thou shalt not eat ribeye of the sky? I didn't even know.
Yeah. Yeah. And I thought, oh, there you go. So
our buddy Joel Clayfish has got some real troubles. Because if anybody's eating crane, it's Joel. You got anything else, Annie? Thou shalt not eat crane, Annie. Anything else?
No, it's just one of the many irritants that's entered into my life.
Yeah, there's a lot of those, Annie. We let them all lay out on Fridays, but we appreciate your call today. Thank you.
Trucker Dean calling in from Schofield. Welcome, Trucker Dean. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dean.
Oh, hey, guys. How you doing? Did you see me waving before, Crudy?
Was that you, man? Somebody was honking at me.
Yeah.
What was I driving?
No, you were talking about somebody going past Wapaka and Waiwega. I think that was me earlier in the show.
Were you the guy? Listening. All right, Trucker Dean. We'll give you credit for that one. I thought you were talking about the guy walking by the highway outside Amro yesterday at like 4 in the morning. I was a little nervous for the guy. Like, I couldn't tell if he was walking to his milking job or, you know, the meth got the better of him. I just couldn't tell why he was out walking the roads at 4 a.m.
Because it's better than driving.
I was going through there about 2 a.m. But anyways, wasn't a few years back the Republicans all worried about Sharia law coming to the United States? I'm almost thinking these laws that they're passing now was just kind of the Christian version of it.
Call it canon law, if you would. Canon law. We're good with canon law, but not that Sharia law stuff.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, what's next? We all go to Lambeau Field and watch executions or something? It's getting a little ridiculous here.
Well, not unless it's the Bears. Trucker Dean, appreciate you checking in from across the
great state of Wisconsin. Rogers owns the Bears, but he's not here anymore, Curdy. We'll see what Love does.
844-967-2789. Rico from the Rock County area. Welcome, Rico. What do you got for us?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, how you guys doing?
He preempted your grumble.
Hey, I absolutely love that little segment with Mark Buchanan. Oh, man. Thanks, Mark. Yep. You bring it for Wisconsin. Oh, man, he hit that out of the park. And there, you know what? Yeah, I've been watching some of this stuff in Congress lately, and it's like, you know, if we ever had a problem with messaging, I'll tell you what, some of these congressmen here in, right now today are, they're hitting it out of the park. They really are, because they're just reaching right out for the blatant truth, but they have a way of saying it that it just grabs you by the heartstrings, you know, and it's like, are you, no matter which side of the fence you come down on, whether you're a believer or a non-believer, kind of you got to be human, right? And I just, oh, they bring it every day lately. And I think that's really the way you reach out and touch these younger voters, because they see this stuff and it's like, you know, what kind of person do I really want to be when I get a little older?
No.
So, that's all I got for you guys.
And thanks, man. We appreciate it, Rico, as always. You know, to the Republicans, inclusivity is somehow exclusionary. I mean, I guess it is, in the fact if you don't like the people who are being included, that might bother you. But see, isn't that what's, I don't know what your definition of society, I don't know what your readings of your religious text tell you, but I'm about the love, man, and everyone's got to get through the day, Rico. So, you know, for the Republicans to continually bring this up, and Mark Pocan, articulate and passionate and dead on. I mean, dead on. They will use the Republicans, the MAGAs, all these issues. As Mark said, well, how many, we know everyone knows someone who's gay, but, you know, most people don't know someone who's trans, perhaps, so let's go there. And then it just leeches from there. Because it's not about, you know, supporting people in society and lifting everybody. It's about dividing and conquer and, you know, organizing and motivating your base and, you know, giving lip service to some donors so you get paid. You know, it's to me, Rico, extremely transparent and not at all what I perceive their religion to be about. But, you know, I guess it's up to belief. Thanks for the call, Rico.
Here's my question. When are you giving blood? Civic pints. We've been talking about it. Dom, we're running out of month here.
Oh, that's right, man. So it's going to have to be what? Before month? By Monday. Got to get blood by Monday.
So when are you giving blood, Dom?
If you want blood, you got it, man. ACDC. Well, before Monday, I guess.
Well, here's...
Now, do you need to... Can I give it? Can I just drop it off? Or do you need to go and actually, like, go through the process?
I think they want
to
see...
I understand it takes a little bit of time to get a pint out, man.
But
and then they say you can't drink for, like, 24 hours. So I'm really having a struggle here. I don't know when this is going to happen.
Can't drink for 24 hours? Well, that pretty much rules out all donations of your bodily fluids. Dominic, here's what I would say. Relatively painless. I mean, a little prick. And I don't mean you in this case.
No, thank you.
Nearly painless. Took no more than 15 or 20 minutes to actually give the blood, probably 5, maybe 10 minutes to go through the questionnaire. It didn't take me more than 10 minutes to give the blood. And then they asked that you stick around a little bit. But here's the good news. If you hashtag it Civic Pints and you give a pint, you will win tickets. You get tickets. You just got to hashtag them. State Fair tickets. Or Brewer tickets, baby.
Ooh,
we're done entering you into a lottery. Not you. You're not eligible.
Oh, what?
Well, we could probably get you some State Fair tickets. Cream puffs would be good for you, you know, after you give the blood.
Oh, man. Like I said, Curdy, with all the pints that I've consumed in my life, I should be able to find a little bit of time between now and Monday to give at least one back.
Well, we ask that you do. The rest of you, we ask you do the same. People need blood. Summer is a shortage time. Civic Pints, hashtag it. Get a pair of tickets to State Fair or a Brewers game. It'll be super cool. Need so many more of you to participate. I'm going to ask again tomorrow and the day after until Dom's given his blood. And then we're going to compare notes and see who gets the tickets. Thank you all for listening. Stick around. Maggie Dawn's show is next, and then Educated Educators Talking Education. It's Busted Pencil with Dr. Tim Slucker and Dr. Jody Lupinacci. And then Rick Smith going nationwide. Keep it locked. Civic Media. That's what the real patriots do.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus. Thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211
WFHR, can assist you. WFHR Wisconsin services. Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.